Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics on the specification, Medien und Technologie, Media and Technology. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this theme comes up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing. So this episode is going to be really useful. In the next 10 minutes, I'll walk you through the essential vocabulary, the grammar structures that examiners love to see, some killer exam tips, a quickfire quiz, and a summary to lock it all in. Grab a pen because you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's go! Let's start with vocabulary. The key category here is soziale Medien, social media. Say it with me, soziale Medien. Now, the word soziale is an adjective, so it agrees with Medien, which is plural. Good! You'll use this phrase constantly. Here are your top 10 foundation words. I'll say the German, then the English, then the German again so you can repeat it. Das Internet, the Internet, das Internet. Das Smartphone, the Smartphone. Das Smartphone. Die App, the App, die App. Das Netzwerk, the Network, das Netzwerk. Herunterladen, to download, herunterladen. Streamen, to stream, streamen. Chatten, to chat online, chatten. Die Website, the Website, die Website. Posten, to post, posten. Teilen, to share, teilen. Now for some higher tier vocabulary that will really impress your examiner. These are the words that push you from a grade 5 into the 6s and 7s. Die Cyberkriminalität, cybercrime. Say it, Cyberkriminalität. Das Cybermobbing, cyberbullying, cybermobbing. Der Datenschutz, data protection, Datenschutz. Die Abhängigkeit, addiction, Abhängigkeit. Suchtig, addictive or addicted, Suchtig. Verbreiten, to spread, as in spreading information, verbreiten. Sich informieren, to inform oneself, sich informieren. Notice that's a reflexive verb, we'll come back to that. Now, the compound noun Medien comes from two words, media, Medien, and Technologie, technology. When you put them together, you get Medien und Technologie, media and technology. Always remember to put a hyphen between them. Let's look at some grammar points. Like I said, some of the words we've already seen are reflexive verbs, like that one we just learned, sich informieren, to inform oneself. You've probably seen the words sich freuen, to be happy. Well, those verbs work with a reflexive pronoun, me, you, him, her, us, themselves. Let me give you an example. Wir informieren uns jeden Tag über das Neueste. We inform ourselves every day about the newest. That means wir informieren uns, we inform us. The word uns is the reflexive pronoun there. Let's move on to some creative ways to use some of those grammar terms. You've probably heard of WhatsApp groups. Well, in German, we call them WhatsApp Gruppen, with an E at the end. In a sentence, you might say, Ich bin in vielen WhatsApp Gruppen. I'm in many WhatsApp groups. Or maybe you could say, Ich finde sehr gute Musik in der App. I find really good music in the app. Now, probably my favourite grammar point to use in this topic is the infinitive clause. Remember, that's using um zu or sondern zu. Now, in this context, you could say, Ich versuche die Mobbing online zu verteilen. I try to prevent cyberbullying online. Or maybe, Ich versuche die Informationen online zu finden. I try to find information. information online. Let's do a quick-fire quiz to finish this section. I'll give you two German words, and you tell me what the English is. Ready? Go. Das Smartphone. Exactly, the smartphone. And das Netzwerk. Great, the network. Finally, some killer exam tips. Remember to always use different vocabulary. Don't just say the same thing again and again. Use verbs like verwenden, to use, and benutzen, to use. They will both get you higher marks. And don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues. And also, don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues. And also, don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues. And also, don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues. And also, don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues. And also, don't forget, use a range of grammar structures. Remember, zu, or sondern zu. They will be your visual cues.
Now, grammar. There are three structures you absolutely must master for this topic. Number one, the perfect tense. The perfect tense, used to talk about past experiences. This is how you say what you have done. The formula is haben or sein, conjugated, plus the past participle at the end of the clause. For example, ich habe das Video heruntergeladen. I downloaded the video. Or, ich habe soziale Medien benutzt. I have used social media. The past participle goes to the end. Always. Don't forget that. Number two, modal verbs. Modalverben. These are können, müssen and dürfen. Can, must and may or be allowed to. The modal verb goes in second position and the infinitive kicks to the end. So, ich kann im Internet surfen. I can surf the internet. Ich muss mein Handy aufladen. I must charge my phone. Ich darf keine Videos posten. I am not allowed to post videos. Examiners love modal verbs. Use them in both speaking and writing. Number three, subordinate clauses with weil and das, because and that. This is where a lot of candidates drop marks. When you use weil or das, the verb goes to the end of that clause. So instead of saying, ich nutze das Internet, es ist praktisch, I use the Internet, it is practical, you say, ich nutze das Internet, weil es praktisch ist. The verb ist jumps to the end. Same with das. Ich denke, dass soziale Medien nützlich sind. Sind goes to the end. This one rule, if you get it right consistently, can push your writing and speaking marks up significantly. One more thing on grammar. Reflexive verbs. When talking about social media habits, you often use reflexive verbs. Sich informieren, to inform oneself. Sich anmelden, to log in or register. Sich treffen, to meet up. The reflexive pronoun, mich, dich, sich, must match the subject. Ich informiere mich, I inform myself. Du informierst dich, informiert sich. Don't forget the reflexive pronoun, it's a very common mistake. Right, let's talk exam technique. These are the things that separate the candidates who get top marks from those who don't. Tip one, use three tenses. Examiners at higher tier expect to see past, present and future. For this topic, that's easy. Present, ich nutze täglich soziale Medien. I use social media daily. Past, ich habe gestern ein Video gepostet. I posted a video yesterday. Future, in der Zukunft werde ich weniger Zeit online verbringen. In the future, I will spend less time online. Three tenses, three marks of confidence. Tip two, give balanced opinions. Don't just say technology is great. Say it's great, but there are risks. Use einerseits on the one hand and andererseits on the other hand.
examiners credit balanced viewpoints. Tip 3. In listening, watch out for distractors. A speaker might say, Ich spiele nicht mehr so viel. I don't play as much anymore. If you miss the nicht, you'll get the answer wrong. Always listen for negatives. Nicht, kein, nie, kaum. Tip 4. In reading, don't be fooled by false friends. Das Handy does not mean handy. It means mobile phone. The chips doesn't mean crisps in a tech context. It means microchips. Always read in context. Tip 5. In speaking, never give one-word answers. If the examiner asks, Wie nutzt du das Internet? How do you use the Internet? Don't just say, Ich surfe. Expand. Ich surfe täglich im Internet, weil ich mich über aktuelle Nachrichten informieren möchte. That's a full sentence with a while clause and a reflexive clause. And a reflexive verb. Marks awarded for range and complexity.
Okay, quick fire quiz. I'll ask, you answer out loud before I give the answer. Ready? How do you say social media in German? Soziale Medien. Correct. What does süchtig mean? Addicted or addictive. Well done. Complete this sentence. Ich nutze das Internet, weil es praktisch ist. Verb to the end. Brilliant. What is the perfect of spielen with ich? Ich habe gespielt. Excellent. How do you say, in my opinion, cyberbullying is dangerous? Meiner Meinung nach ist Cybermobbing gefährlich. Fantastic. Let's wrap up. Today you've covered essential vocabulary for Medien und Technologie, including higher tier words like Cyberkriminalität and Abhängigkeit. You've revised 3 key grammar structures, the perfect tense, modal verbs and subordinate clauses with weil and das. You've got 5 exam tips to take into the exam room, and you've tested yourself with a quickfire quiz. My top takeaway for you, every time you give an opinion in speaking or writing, follow it with weil and push that verb to the end. That one habit alone will improve your marks. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Viel Erfolg. Good luck.